Have a question, you don't have to answer it, but who looks closer to when they were here as pastor and wife than you know, they who looks still younger?
Oh, geez,
that's not fair. These guys ain't here. This isn't my natural talk.
Well, pride goes before a fall, you know. Hey, this is where you met, right? And Sherry, I've been curious. How did that happen?
You want to hear the true story?
Yes,
you're
going
to hear it from me. Well, I had lived in Charlevoix for probably a year or so before I came here. I knew that there was a Church of the Nazarene. And that's kind of where my background was, graduating from Olivet and all. And but it was very small, and I ended up going to Lansing for a while just because I was single, and I thought, you know, there would be more for me there.
She knew Carlos, too.
But one day God got a hold of my heart, and he just told me he wanted me to come to this church and that there were things that he had for me here. And I remember coming on a Wednesday night, and I met Ann, and Ann invited me over for a strawberry, I don't know if you remember that, strawberry shortcake. And I just kind of fell in love with the church and
Amen.
Got to know. But the first Sunday I came with my boyfriend. I had a boyfriend from Alpena. And Dwayne's story is that I saw him, I met him, and I dropped my boyfriend and started, well, that's not the truth. He actually dropped me, and I just kept coming to the church, and I
so
just...
I picked her up on rebound.
So that's how we met. I just started working with him with the youth and just fell in love with his heart. And
yeah, amen.
So...
That's an amazing story.
Had nothing to do with my body or my personality. It was my heart.
Well, you know, it's interesting how God establishes the connections, and how He brought you here a year before and kind of settled you in, and you know, God had all this planned.
Right.
You know. And it's been just a few years since then, but what a wonderful journey. They're still pastoring, actively serving the Lord, and what a marvelous story that is. And all the details, we can fill in the blanks, right? Yeah. Hey, you had Drew, who was going to lead us in worship, was born here, right? How old was he? When he was born. How old was he when he left?
Zero.
Yeah. How old was he
had
when he was...
Had 9 months under his belt, and then poof, he was there.
That's the way it works.
Aren't you glad I moved on?
How old was he when he left?
He was three.
Three. So Drew, you really don't remember, or do you probably do, 3 years old, you remember a lot here, don't you?
No.
Sure, I thought you did. Yeah. No. Hey, highlight, from a pastor's wife, of course, marrying here and getting established in the context of a relationship, his first assignment, give me one of your fond memories, Sherry.
Oh, wow. There were so many. I loved living here in Charlevoix, and it was really hard to leave. I remember, you know, moving up here and saying I would never move back downstate because that's where I grew up. But God had other plans, and, you know, you need to follow God's will. I don't know what's one highlight. I can't think of anything specifically right now.
Okay, that's a tough question.
I remember the day that Dwayne was going to announce that we were engaged.
Oh,
and I remember what a day that was. Yeah. But everybody was, I think most people already knew. I mean, even though we were trying to keep it very, like, we were very friendly.
Couldn't keep our hands off of me.
Oh, So I guess that's what stands out in my mind the day he announced
that's neat.
How very accepting people were, and I really don't know why I worried about it, but
yeah, I understand. Now, how many were here when they announced their engagement? Look at there, yeah? You remember that? You remember that, all right. Dwayne, a highlight your ministry. You were here 15 years. Matter of fact, I think that my estimation, that's the longest tenured pastor here at Charlevoix Nazarene. And so give me a little bit of the highlight, one or two of the moments that you treasure.
That I treasure. Oh, man. Can I do this during some of the message?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to do this during some of the message because I've got a lot of tremendous memories. I guess when you consider that you are 21 and single, coming up to a congregation that really didn't have a choice in the matter because I was appointed. It's the whole. Maybe a couple years there would be a highlight, but it's the whole thing, you know. I mean, how can you shake your first pastorate, right? I mean, some of you have tried to erase your memory of me, I just keep coming back, flashbacks, nightmares, you know. But look, we've all survived anyway. Anyway, God's good. I've got some stories in the message.
Amen. Yeah. All right. So, okay, 1985 is when that was your first assignment.
October 22nd.
How many years has that been to this point in ministry?
Well, let's see. It's 32 years.
32 years.
Yeah. 32 years in ministry.
Yeah. That's a great mark. Treasure serving the Lord, isn't it?
I'm old.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Yeah, it has. Isn't it a great journey?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, it really is. There's nothing. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have a couple of highlights I remember about Dwayne. He was working with youth, you know, and the district NYI, and back then NYI president,
and
Yeah, well, I had set the way for you and really paved the way well. Yeah. Well, I remember the district reports. They were always a highlight. I'd always wait to see Charlevoix's district reports and see Dwayne. Yeah, and I thought, boy, this guy is really creative. Very creative. And he kind of cut a new mold, of which I did not go there. I wanted to keep it rather stately and, you know, that kind of thing. So, but I treasured. I remember that rap. But I had some great fun and some great great times with Dwayne. And he had, I need to mention this. Thanks, honey. I was just getting ready to. Dwayne, in his tracks of following Jesus, really made an impact on my daughter. He discipled her. He took her for a summer and nurtured her, discipled her, and she was a much better follower of Jesus. Believe me, I saw a marked difference, and I mean that. And you've heard me, I thanked you before for his investment in my daughter and helping her in her relationship with Christ. It was absolutely remarkable, and I want to thank you again. It was, she loves you. Sherry as well, but he made a difference in my family, and I'm thankful for that.